Yeah, that's good. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Today I didn't see the other Bible. Oh, they're funny. Come now, let us settle this matter, says the Lord.
What were you talking about?
Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Amen. You see, God wants you to argue with him. Not argue so much, but debate, talk back and forth. And we serve a God that loves us so much that he became one like us, so he could better understand us. That's what he said. Come now, let us argue this out. And that's how we end up with relationships and agree to disagree and still love. The prophet Isaiah's message couldn't be interpreted as a message just for his time, though. When you look at it and think about how scripture is very appropriate, it puts you right in the spot of where you need to be at the time. It just, God's word meets you right at your point of need. But it's also a message for us today, both nationally, personally. And the erosion of our moral and spiritual fabric as a nation is the foreshadowing of the disintegration of a nation. We got 250 years coming up, and look at some of the other things in the back. We are a unique country. We're an exceptional country, not because we're better than anybody else, but we have a constitution and the rule of law that we follow. But it's not forever. It can be messed up too. So we need to pray. And the nation that forgets God will wither and die. And it's easy prey for outside enemies or inside enemies too. There is such a thing. And Isaiah's message to Judah is the same message as message for the surrounding nations and including ours. It's a vital message for us to repent and turn from sin and acknowledge